as we're in the UN, I'm in the book. I was really quite negative about the UN. I'm not gonna lie. So I'm now thinking about the more positive. Actually, it wasn't totally negative, but one of the positives thinking about this is as a space. Why was it that Malcolm was so positive about the UN? It was because, you know, in some way, like, and you see here on it's General Assembly. You know, in the General Assembly, it's one nation, one vote. There's more former colonized countries than there are colonial powers, and you have seen the General Assembly be a place where has been some quite very clear, going back to really post-independence movements, quite clear denunciations of what's happening in colonialism, quite clear statements. The Durban Statement we won, you know, the Forum for people of African descent. So actually, it has been a space where lots of critical work has been done, mm-hmm. and it is a space where you can connect internationally, and that really is really quite vital. I think the problem is when we expect institutions like this to actually fix a problem, this is not going to happen. Right, but it certainly is a space where lots and lots of good work has been done over the decades, and really trying to build on that, I would say, and in building on that, I think one of the things we should never give up on is the revolutionary imagination, mm-hmm. right? Like you know, we really are stuck at the moment thinking that this is just how it has to be, and there's not really that much we can do, and so we just try and what's the way to put it? We're trying to solve the symptoms of the problem, but not actually the disease, right? White supremacy is a disease. Then that can't be fixed without much greater imagination of what the issue is. And the wider UN with the Western countries on the Security Council is not going to do that, right? But within the General Assembly and within the broader body and within things like UNESCO and the work that can be done and within the connection you can build, it actually can be a space to do that. And I think that with some of the things we've seen and this initiative as well, it certainly is possible. So I would just encourage really a really revolutionary, radical thinking, mm-hmm. to go into, well, actually, how do we fix the actual problem and not just the symptoms? And the symptoms are deadly, believe me, yeah. And so we have to address them. But actually, we also need to think about how do we end white supremacy? Mm-hmm. And I do think this can be a space to do mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm.
So, well, for me, it has been very...